Town Council special meeting for January 5th, 2026 is called to order. So the way that this is going to, I guess the way we're going to proceed. Yep. Is, we have a public comment period, and this is, gives each of the public an opportunity to stand and voice their preferences or their, you know, questions which might have. And then after the public comment, that'll be your opportunity to voice your desires for who or whoever you support. Then we will go on to the discussion and decision part, and during that part of the process, we'll allow or ask that each of those who have put in a letter of interest to introduce yourselves and share with us anything that you would like to share with us. And then when that part is complete, we'll have a discussion or questions, or and then how it ends is there's just simply a motion made for the candidate of choice and the second. And if a motion's made and there's no second, give about a 15-second period, and then that motion dies, and you ask for another motion. There's no second. Until we get a second, and then we'll call for a vote, and then the new council persons will be in place. So with that, we'll open the floor to public comments. Anyone want to stand and voice their support or their comments to preference for me?
Totally, and she's busy. been here 4 years, okay? And right away, I wanted to get involved. It's a wonderful, wonderful community. So I wanted to get involved as quickly as possible. So I started asking around and seeing what people wanted, and they wanted our Main Street to look better. So I formed a committee, Bridger Main Street Beautification, and we're completely nonprofit. We supply a lot of the money from our own pockets, which we're fortunate enough to be able to do, but we've asked for donations, we've done fundraisers, we've been able to do a lot of things for the town and to make it better, and I just want to keep going in that direction. And one thing that I thought would be nice is if we could work together with town members, Main Street people, owners, to apply for grants, show them how to do it so that they can improve their buildings without our help. I mean, we could help them that way, but in showing them what to do, there wouldn't be money from the town. And I understand that we're under a strict budget and don't expect the town to pay for a lot of things, but I would love to help support and learn and be a part of helping Bridger become a better place.
Thank you, Aspen.
Good evening. Last step, I suppose. I have grown up in this valley. I graduated from Bromberg. I have lived with my husband in Bridger for a little over a year now, but I love the community, I love the town. My family's here. I have younger siblings that go to school here. Eventually, my son is going to go to school here. I guess really, I want to step up and I want to be a bigger part of our community.
Thank you. So I guess I'll just make one quick comment. Thank you, all of you, for your willingness and desire to be honest with you, it's a bit odd that we have this level of participation, and I appreciate that. There isn't one single one of you that I would think but there's only going to be one. So it's always a difficult decision. And I believe the seat that you're filling is the one that I gave up, and I believe it comes up for election in 2 years. So I say this every time that an event like this happens, is somebody's going to fill this chair. That doesn't mean that you've been rejected and you don't want you to try. There's going to be plenty of opportunities for anyone who is interested. There's elections every 2 years around here filling council. There's going to be one to fill a mayor in 2 years. So there's plenty of opportunity to be involved. We ask that you stay engaged and don't allow the fact that only one out of the six of you get to sit up here. There's going to be other opportunities. So anyway, having said that, I'll turn the time over to the council the public, as I said during the opening, you had your opportunity to comment. Well, as long as we keep it, I don't want to restrict anybody from offering their opinion, but we'll have to keep it brief. A public comment is just what it is. Public comment period. But anyway, if you have a question, I will take it.
So, and if you want to say, when you feel any help in the book, I would like to mention it. If we have a first part, this is one of our truly greatest assets, if not the best, the creative historic history.
five buildings that, you know, Buffalo Bill set in, you know, that, and I appreciate what the Historical Society has done and the effort that they put towards that. I sincerely do. There are limitations to what we can do. And, but anyway, no, I appreciate your efforts. I appreciate what you do. And I'm fascinated in the history of our little community is pretty amazing. If you put a little effort into exploring. Are there questions that anyone wants to ask before I turn it over to the council? Do you guys have any questions or further perspectives?
When I'm reading everybody's letter, I know I was pointed at this because I said one phrase and I don't know that reading anybody talks about their fiscal policy in their letters. No, that's just a comment. I think it's important for a small town, right? Obviously have a limited budget.
I do, in several of or at least a couple of the others, I did read, at least, you're right, they didn't say, well, I'm a fiscal conservative, or I'm a, but there's some that definitely fit in, that they definitely have some credentials, that they understand finances, and been involved in government enough to know that there are budgets and laws and rules and ordinances and things that have to be followed. And the thing about it is around here is we don't always get what we want. We have a framework that we have to operate in. And it's not all that easy oftentimes. The laws and rules and ordinances, restrict us on what we can spend our money on and how and when and how much and how much we get and how much. It's pretty defined and restrictive at times. Any other comments or concerns, members? Does anyone have a motion for the council person? Well, that's always the
Member of the cabinet.
No, it's it's difficult. I made a comment earlier tonight before we got here. I hope we don't have 10 minutes of uncomfortable silence as we stare at each other while you're trying to figure this out.
I make a motion to appoint Angela Calvin.
Is there a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
All in favor? Again, thank you to all of you, and I'm going to repeat myself, but please stay active, please stay engaged, and please make yourself available the next time the sea opens. And you never know when that's going to happen. Some of us are old. So, is there a motion to adjourn the meeting? Is there a second?
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Just private, right?
Do we want to swear?
Oh, yes.
Do you want to swear, Andrew?
Oh, yeah. I need to.
Do you want to swear?